Every great party has to end sometime. After 11 days of top-class sporting action, the final thing to do was say our goodbyes to the Commonwealth Games. I'm Nicola Dowds, and I got the chance to catch up with the men who helped put on the biggest sports event Scotland's ever seen, Glasgow 2014 Chairman Lord Smith and Chief Exec David Griffenberg.
Glasgow's my hometown. I was born and brought up here. I'm so, so proud for Glasgow. The Glasgow people have behaved brilliantly in this. We've got people from nations all over the world away home to say, I didn't know Glasgow was like this. It's so warm, so friendly, so welcoming, and the people are so enthusiastic. So I'm really quite emotional. Like, we've had a wonderful time and it's over.
Athletes on the field of play, or the super fans that we've had, or the partners and our workforce and our Clydesiders and our contractors, people have absolutely just embraced these games and the opportunity that came with these games and made the most of it. And it's been fun.
But before the farewell party started, there were some final medals to be won. Bells Hill's Kirsty Gilmore added a silver in the singles badminton, taking Team Scotland to a record of 53 medals and adding to the huge number of standout moments. So how do you sum up Glasgow 2014? Over to you, David.
Committed, passionate, fun, innovative, creative, authentic, sincere, and I could go on and on and on. Glasgow, you're not only dressed to impress, you're just really, really just raise the bar so, so high. And Glasgow, you should be so proud of yourself.
So how did we follow that opening ceremony? Well, in true Glasgow style, of course, including a bag of chips and an after party.
I don't know if you can see changes that have come over me.
President of the Commonwealth Games Federation, Prince Imran, described Glasgow 2014 as pure dead brilliant. Then it was left to Kylie and Diggy McLean to bring the curtain down.
And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
The Commonwealth Games is firmly in Glasgow's heart, and now it's Australia's turn to welcome the world in 2018. And it seems we've left some big shoes to fill.
Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.